Leviticus chapter 6, verse number 8. Says, the Lord said to Moses, give Aaron and his sons this command. These are the regulations for the burnt offering. The burnt offering is to remain on the altar earth throughout the night till morning, and the fire must be kept burning on the altar. The priest shall then put on his linen cloths or clothes with linen undergarments next to his body, and shall remove the ashes of the burnt offering that the fire has consumed on the altar, and place them beside the altar. Then he is to take off these clothes and put on others, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a place that is ceremonially clean. The fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Every morning, the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat of the fellowship offering on it. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out. Holy God, we are asking you today to start a fire in us. And we're asking that you begin with me, that you begin with us as individuals. And God, if you so choose, use us to ignite fires around us. We are boldly asking the Lord to ignite bright burning fires in each of us. And as the fire burns, we pray that God will empower us with strength and passion to keep the fire burning. I shared last week a message flowing from the psalmist's words in Psalm 122, where that psalmist wrote, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I hope that as this fire burns within us, we will echo those powerful and simple words, that we would have a passion for gathering with others for worship, that we would have zeal and hunger for God's presence, whether it is in this house or somewhere else. Remember, I challenge us to stop saying I gotta go to church and embrace an excitement that says I get to go to church. Church, I want to let you know that last night I only got 20 minutes of sleep. I had a toothache that kept me up all night. But as you can see, I'm still excited to be here. I might be a little sleepy, but I'm excited to be here because you're here. I'm excited to be here because God is here. I don't gotta go to church. I get to come to church. I get to fellowship with my brothers and sisters. I get to celebrate milestones with April and her achievements. I get to celebrate my daughter's baptism into Christ. So I'm like the psalmist where I rejoice when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. However, coexisting with the excitement for church is a growing displeasure in church. Participation in church continues to wane and decrease in our country. It is believed that, get this, over 3,000 churches every year of various denominations close their doors every year. More and more people do not make church or Christianity a part of their lives. Now, the reasons for this are too numerous to list, and we would be here all day discussing that. Why do fires go out? The fire that we are asking God to start and stoke and maintain, what causes it to go out? Is it depression? Yeah, perhaps it's that people get so depressed and caught up with their circumstance that their fire goes out. Is it conflict? People don't like fighting, don't like conflict in church. Is it disappointment? Church just isn't what I thought it was going to be. I came in with this expectation that it was going to be this, and it was this. And so disappointment causes that fire to go out. Is it because we don't get our way? We are our own lords in many ways, and we want things to be the way that we want it. And when it's not the way that we want it, sometimes the fire just kind of goes out. Is it because we haven't been nurtured? You know, some people get into the church and there's not time taken to nurture and grow that faith. I would guess that it could be any of these reasons that people's fires go out. The fact of the matter is that if we don't pay attention, our fires will go out. Last weekend when my family was in town, and you know, when my family come into town, I'll let you know that we just eat and eat some more. And last week I tried to become Brian Wilson and smoke some pork shoulder. I don't normally do pork shoulder. I normally do ribs. It's take a few hours to cook. But pork shoulder, if you want to cook it good, takes a long time. You got to put it on the grill. You got to get your fire going. You got to get your wood to get a nice smoke. So what I did is, it was 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday is when I rubbed the pork shoulder down. I'm going to say rub the pork shoulder instead of saying rubbing the pork butt. That's another story. So I rubbed it good and I put it on the grill and I set my fire and then make sure that everything was going good and was starting to cook good. And then I went to bed and I set my alarm for 2 hours, and I woke up 2 hours after the alarm went off, went down, checked the fire, and I had to put some more charcoal in there. I had to put another piece. I had some pecan wood. It's really good. Put some pecan wood on there to make sure it got a nice smoke. And then I went back to bed and I set my alarm for 2 hours, and I woke up 2 hours. I went back, had to make sure the fire was going. I did that. And I smoked it from 1 o'clock in the morning all the way to 3 o'clock the next day. And every 2 or 3 hours, I went back and I checked that fire to make sure that it was going. And let me tell you something. Whoo, that pork shoulder was good. When you pay attention to it, when you make sure the fire is going good, when you make sure the smoke is going good, you're going to have some good pork shoulder. But in order to do that, you've got to pay attention. And I had to keep that fire burning. That was key. In Leviticus, we read the prescription for proper sacrifices and offerings. In chapter 6, the Israelites were given instruction regarding the proper way to offer burnt offerings. Now there are very detailed descriptions throughout the book of Leviticus regarding these sacrifices, but the short reading I read earlier from this text holds within it something simple and powerful. Pay close attention to verses 12 and 13 in chapter 6 of Leviticus, where it says, "The fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Every morning the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat of the fellowship offerings on it. The fire," the text says, "must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out." Church, the fire was a way of reminding the people of Israel as they traveled and they had temporary landing places. The fire was a way to remind the people that the Lord was present. It was the Lord that ignited that initial fire, and they had to keep that fire burning. Fire meant life. Fire meant provision. Fire meant protection. Fire on the altar was the basic expression by the people of their devotion and dedication to Jehovah in those burnt offerings. Since the fire on the altar was always burning, it meant that people of God could at any time offer a burnt sacrifice. The doorway to God was always open. His presence was a perpetual one. God did not have specific office hours where you could only show devotion during those posted office hours. The continuous fire of God meant that God is always available. How many of y'all believe that this morning? That God is always available, that He's always ready to receive your devotion, always ready to receive your sacrifice. Far be it from me to run with a metaphor, but I think there is something here for us to take away. Paul told us and told the Roman church specifically in chapter 12 and in verse number 1, where he wrote, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." Our lives are an offering to God, and within us the fire of God burns. And if we are to offer our bodies and our lives to God every minute of the day, we need to make sure that the fire within us keeps burning continuously. We cannot let the fire burn out. We need to give constant attention to the flames within us. When we see the flames going down, we need to be persistent in prayer and conversation with God and conversation with others in faith, so that the flames within us will be stoked and this fire keeps burning. How do we keep the fire burning? I suggest that you give your lives to God as a continual living sacrifice. There is work to do. As the priests had to clean the altar and go out and gather firewood, we need to clean our altars and continue to provide fuel for our fires. That's why, church, it's important to stay connected to the family of God. That's why it is important to be consistent and committed to the fellowshipping of the saints. You know the scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 24, from the Message, that says, "Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out, not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching." That text is not much a command as it is a powerful reminder to what meeting together does. It fuels us and stokes the fire within us. It fuels us in love when we come together and we gather together. We encourage and fuel to love more. It fuels us toward good works and service. When we come together and we share in this collective experience, we begin to be fueled to do good works and to serve one another. Do you see that this is similar to gathering wood to keep those flames burning? It's important that we remember that this is a goal, the goal of meeting together. We are here for one another, not just ourselves. So I would encourage you to try to find ways to be an encouragement to one another and try to fuel someone else, to give them the fuel that they need so that their fire will not burn out. How do we keep the fire burning? I suggest you give your lives to God as a continual living sacrifice. There is work to do. Keeping the altar clean is important. Sin will rob your flames of the needed oxygen it needs to keep burning. So keep your altar clean, as Paul reminds the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. "Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." We need to check our habits. We need to check our relationships. We need to check everything that is within us and around us and surrounds us, so that sin doesn't rob us of the needed oxygen to keep these flames burning. How do you keep the fire burning? Give your lives to God as a continual living sacrifice. Church, there is work to do. The priests could never become complacent with the task of keeping watch and making sure the fire kept burning. So let me close this morning by encouraging you all to never grow satisfied. The minute you grow satisfied is the moment you stop working. The moment you grow satisfied is the moment you become just satisfied, or you become mediocre. The moment you become satisfied is the moment you are convinced there is nothing more for you to do. I like the way Paul put it in Thessalonians, very short way in 1 Thessalonians 5:19 from the NIV, it says, "Do not put out the Spirit's fire." New American Standard in the King James Version says, "Do not quench the Spirit." That is to say, never get to a point where you think you've got enough Spirit. Don't ever get to a point where you think, "Oh, I'm good. I'm all good. I don't need anything else. I don't need to grow anymore." Don't ever get to a point where you say, "I've arrived and there's nothing else to be done." You see, the minute we become satisfied, we put out the Spirit's fire within us. So there can never be, listen to me, there can never be too much prayer. There can never come a point in our circumstance or in our lives where we say we pray too much, or there's just too much prayer. There's never a circumstance where there can be too much worship. There can never become a circumstance where there's just too much Bible study, or there's too much service, or there's too much love, or there's too much fellowship. There can never be too much praise. Church, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Whereas was told to the priests of old, the fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Our fire needs to keep burning because there is so much at stake. Adults, we can't let the fire within us burn out because we have kids looking to us. We can't let these fires burn out because kids look to us for example. They look to us to see how to live, to learn how to live. That there's so much at stake. We can't let these fires burn out. There's so much at stake. If we let the fire burn out, what do we say about our society? Our fires must keep burning so that the doors of the church stay open and the church remains that bright shining light in a world where it seems that the light is dimming. We continually say that our world is growing darker and darker by the minute. Just last week, right here in Gehenna High School, y'all hear about the kid that some of y'all got kids that go to Gehenna High School, and there was a kid that made a threat on the internet and had bomb squads at the school. We continually notice and see all these events evolving around us, and our commentary is that the world is growing darker and darker. You see, we can't let the flames burn out in us. Otherwise, we won't be that bright shining light in this world that we say is growing darker. Our fire needs to keep burning so that the church can be a place of refuge. It can be a place of rest, and it could be a place of renewal. So don't let the fire burn out. Don't quench the Spirit. Again, be bold enough in this place to ask God to stoke the flames of your life and to keep that fire burning. Someone shared that initial flame that was started when the Israelites left Egypt and they started setting up the tabernacle, that initial fire burned for almost 1,000 years. That the Israelites were consistent, they weren't complacent, and they made sure that fire on that altar kept burning. Most scholars and historians believe that fire went out in 586 BC. 586 BC would have been the year that Judah, the southern kingdom, was taken into captivity. Into kids, y'all been studying this. Where were the Israelites taken into captivity in 586 BC? Anyone know? Who said it? What'd you say? Babylon. That's it, baby. They were taken into Babylon, captive by that, oppressed by that nation, and that's when the fire went out. They were allowed to go into captivity. God allowed them to be taken by those oppressors because of the sin in their lives, because of sin in the nation. Yeah, our fires will go out when we are captivated by anything other than God. So church, we got to be careful. Church, there's work to do. Church, there's an understanding that we need to embrace, that of all the things in this world that captivates us, that gets our attention, that gets our allegiance, that gets our love, nothing can compare to being captivated by Jehovah. Do you believe that, church? Do you believe that there's nothing better than being captivated by Holy God, who is, and we'll talk about this next week, a consuming fire? Church, there's work to do. Let's keep this fire burning, because our kids need us, because our community needs us, because we need each other. As we gather week to week, everyone's flames are all over the place. We got some people whose flames are up here. We got some people whose flames down here. We've got to keep the flame burning, so that when that person whose flame is down here can come into close communion with the person whose fire up here, and maybe the person whose fire up here can do something to stoke those flames so that fire begins to rise. Church, we're family for a reason. We're family so that we can keep each other's fire going. Do you believe that, church? Let's pray. God, thank you so much for being an all-consuming fire. God, we pray that we will continually offer our lives to you as a living sacrifice. God, we pray that we would follow that command that you gave to the priests long ago to keep this fire burning. God, we pray a prayer of confession that oftentimes we've been captivated by other things, that oftentimes our attention has been taken away from you to tend to other things. But God, there's nothing like being captivated by you. So God, forgive us when we have not paid attention to the fires within us. God, I pray that we would do nothing to quench the spirit, that we would do nothing to say that we've got enough spirit. But God, that we would open our hearts up, open our lives up to an indwelling of your spirit that would explode and make flames within us burn bright and high and fierce. And God, through a burning flame that resides in each and every one of us, we would set this community on fire. We would set this state on fire, set this country on fire, set this world on fire. God, I pray that we would begin to decrease the number of churches that are closing, but that we would begin to open new doors. God, start a fire in us. Make these flames grow and flow free. Father, we offer this to you, this prayer to you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's anything that we can do for you as a church, we're going to sing a song about God stirring in our lives. If God is stirring you to do a work, or if he's calling you to do something, you want to share that with the church, we would love that. If there's something that we can do for you to surround you and pray for you, maybe you're struggling with a decision, maybe you're struggling with an opportunity and you want the church to pray with you and struggle with you, you want to do that. Maybe you're sick, you're hurting. Maybe you have some physical pain in your life and you want us to pray to God for relief with you. If you're hurting spiritually, your flames, like we've talked about, maybe is down here, and you want us to gather around you to help stoke those flames and grow those flames, we'll do that. Or if you're like my daughter last week, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you want to confess Jesus Christ and be baptized into Jesus Christ, we'll offer that ministry to you as well. So let's stand up and let's sing this song.